case number 8, 22-251. Good morning. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record and indicate the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. Detective Lieutenant Ethan Mabel of the Danbury Police Department.
And Detective, can you spell your last name for the record?
M-A-B-L-E.
Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The appellant's application was denied originally in 2021 by Chief Rittenhour of the Danbury Police Department. The rule was stated this: the FBI reports that the appellant was arrested by the New York State Police in August 1997 for criminal possession of a controlled substance in the fifth degree with intent to sell criminal possession of marijuana fifth degree in a public place. He subsequently pled guilty to criminal possession of controlled substance seventh degree and was sentenced to 3 years probation. Also at issue is the fact the appellant answered no to the questions regarding whether or not he had been arrested and or convicted of a crime in any jurisdiction, which he clearly knew that was not true. As of July 12th of this year, per the Southeast New York Town Court, that chart, that record is not subject to erasure.
Thank you. Sir, you still live in Danbury?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement?
I don't remember actually. Yeah, probably. It was 26 years ago. I was 18 years old. I'm not denying it. Obviously, it happened. Possession of seventh degree possession. I tried multiple times to acquire. They said it's in the archives in the basement. I went to Southeast many times, and I couldn't find out even what it was.
Detective, do you want to add anything? I'm sorry, you're not done?
No, that's all.
Okay. Seems fairly straightforward, but do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
Can I ask you some questions?
Absolutely. It's your case.
Thanks. Okay. So what happened in 1997? What happened?
I really don't remember because it was 26 years ago. What I think happened, honestly, is I went to Brewster with my friend's older brother. He bought some beer for some kids, and then we got pulled over down the road.
Okay.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Mm-hmm. Were you arrested?
Yeah.
Handcuffed?
Yeah, but
handcuffed?
It was 26 years
okay.
ago.
Okay, I know that. Were you handcuffed?
Yeah, I believe so.
Did you have to go to court?
I believe so.
Okay. You were on 3 years of probation, right?
Right, so I guess.
Did you have to go to probation a lot of times?
No.
No?
Okay. That's why I completed the probation.
Okay. Why would you like to have a gun permit?
Honestly, just for precautionary measures. My grandmother's 91, she's deaf. And just to, protect my mother, my stepfather, and obviously myself.
Okay. Since 2004, you've had 10 contacts with the Denver Police Department. Is that true? Do you think that's about right?
Probably just because I went through all the, what kind of contacts?
Well, various. Been a witness, a complaint. You've been involved with the police a bunch of
times. I used to
tickets.
With Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Only me going in to get the fingerprinted, myself walking in through the front door.
Okay. You work at a homeless shelter, correct? The Pacific House? Do you intend to carry your gun while you're at the Pacific House?
We are not allowed to.
That's
not
correct.
Even pepper spray.
Okay.
Nothing.
Now, a little over a year and a half ago, you applied for this gun permit.
Right.
Did you see on the application, there's an oath on there similar to the one we took this morning. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You understand that means?
I forgot about that. And plus, I didn't know that New York would show up, but I thought all that was over.
Okay.
It was old.
And so you do remember pleading guilty?
Something happened, yes.
Okay.
What I said, yes.
That's all I have.
Does the board have any cross follow-up? Attorney Smith?
Yeah, do you know how much marijuana was involved in the arrest?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Can
I ask the appellant?
Absolutely.
I would like to know. I've been there multiple times. I want the report and I can't get it.
But I mean, you were arrested at the time, seventh degree possession of marijuana with intent to sell. And intent to sell usually means there's more than just a little.
Yeah, whatever was in my backpack when I was 18, I don't know. It could have been a joints, whatever they, I don't know. I really don't, I can't remember that.
Okay, thanks.
If you went and attempted to obtain your records, why didn't you indicate at least that on your application? That doesn't sound like
well,
you forgot.
Well, I did it after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I still couldn't, they can't give me anything.
Other questions?
There are two issues here. One is the behavior back in 1976. The other is the application. Now, when you filled that out, did you remember your arrest in New York in 1977?
Not really, because it.
Well, to me, not really.
I thought
yes.
It was gone. I didn't, you know. I thought it was gone.
Why did you think it was
because,
gone?
Because yeah, it was running around. I was in the streets at 18 years old. Yes. I'm 44.
I got you, but you fill out an application.
Yeah.
It turns out it was
I made a mistake.
It's not a mistake if you intentionally didn't disclose it. Mm-hmm. So did you remember that arrest?
Not at the time. Not when I was filling it out. No.
Even though you were handcuffed and brought to jail, went to court, had to do probation for
years? I deleted all of that from my memory.
I haven't
been in any kind of trouble.
That kind of works with a computer, it doesn't work with
yeah, I know, but I
doesn't
left
even
that.
Work with a computer.
Not at all.
Any computation, anything with law enforcement.
The board has to judge your credibility. And you're telling us you didn't remember.
I'm being honest.
I don't know. You're telling us you didn't remember, and I think everybody here thinks
including now I'm thinking back. You know, after, I was like, what? You know, after it came back. Like,
all right, I'll ask you one more time and give you another shot at it. If you remember the arrest and you that no one on that application.
At the time when I filled it out, no. But then after, now thinking back, now I think I know, I think it has to be that one time. You know, when you bought the beer for some kids.
Yeah, but it's not about beer. It's about marijuana with
no.
possession
yeah.
you intend to sell and your conviction is for marijuana.
Right.
So it's not, nothing to do with beer.
No. I'm just saying how it happened. I want the record. I want the police report, and I can't get it. That's what I was attempting to do. But it has to be that one. That's the only thing I can think of.
Sir, didn't you say a few minutes ago that you thought the New York stuff wouldn't show up on your record?
I'm sorry.
A few minutes ago, while the detective was questioning you, you said you thought the New York record would not show up.
Well, yeah, because I have it. I have it here, everything. There were multiple charges. I think you should have it. You have everything here.
Well, to me, it sounded like when you were filling out the application, you thought because it was in New York, you didn't think that he would find out
but
about it.
But it's dismissed. So,
Other questions by the board?
So who supplied the certificate of disposition that's in our packet from New York? That's dated July 2019. The way it's sent in my packet, it looks like it came from the appellant. Is that correct?
I think it's in this part?
Yeah, it's in that part.
This part?
I mean, it's seventh degree. That's why I don't really.
What he's asking you is, did you give that to the board or did you?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly.
Okay. So you have in 2019, you knew about the arrests and convictions, and then 2 years later, you fill out your application and you don't remember.
So dismissed. So.
Dismissed. Probation.
Which
probation
was complete.
Means, yeah, probation means that's guilty. And all of those are arrests.
You were on the same date, right? No.
Yes, so you were arrested, found not guilty on some and guilty on others.
Only on one. But
yes.
Yes.
All right. That's all.
Other questions by the board? Attorney Sinan.
Yep. Hypothetical question, I guess. Well, first of all, he has no other record other than this one incident in New York?
That's correct.
Okay. So, had he disclosed this, would that have been, in your mind, sufficient to deny him the permit?
It's hard for me to speak for Chief Rittenhour. Perhaps not. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But the behavior in question is what happened when he filled out his application.
Right, right. Yeah, I say, you know, it's a relatively minor charge. He didn't do any jail time. It was 24 years ago. He has a clean record, but there's a hole in the application. So I suppose, I mean, like you say, we can't speak for the chief, neither you nor I, but I suppose if he waits the statutory period, refiles, discloses everything that comes back to you, we go from there.
Perhaps.
Okay, thank you.
I can't make a guarantee.
I understand, hypothetically. Right.
Any other questions by the board? Detective, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
So you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
I would like for you to tell me, moving forward, what I need to do.
I can't tell you what to do.
Well, you have everything.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like us to know?
No.
Being that we just questioned him, I'm assuming we don't have any other questions. Okay, do you have any other witness?
Do I have to refile? Or, no?
We haven't made a decision yet.
Okay. You wait 20 days, right?
Maybe something. Wait 20 days.
I didn't want to bring my mom. So, no, I don't need witnesses. You know, you got the letter from my boss.
Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
I want to protect my family. That's it. And I will protect. If and when I get a firearm, no one's going to have access to it at all.
Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, this behavior is, we're not questioning what happened in 1997. That's what happened when he completed his application. I'm not saying he's a bad person or anything like that. You shouldn't have that.
Okay. Comments by the board? Okay. Seeing none. Let me grab a pen. If I can find one. I don't know where it went. Thank you. Chief Rosenzweig?
Issue report.
Ms. Johnson?
Issue report.
Colonel Lewis?
Issue report.
Attorney Sinetti?
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad?
Issuing authority at this time. It's important to completely fill out the application. Connecticut expects that.
And chair votes issuing authority. Vote is 6-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you both.